of God as it does come to us from Romans, from the 5th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you go to Rome,
in St. Peter's in the Vatican, find out.
Kathy never sounded like that. If you go to St. Peter's, in one of the side chapels there, you will find this work of art, which is one of Michelangelo's Pietas. And the Pieta, of course, is Mary holding her son, Jesus. And the Pieta, Michelangelo's Pieta, is truly one of the most, the one in Rome, is stunningly beautiful, stunningly gorgeous. Mary's youthful face looks down at her son, and it's just breathtaking to see. Now, you cannot get close to the Pietà in Rome, because 41 years ago, last month, a man took a hammer to the Pietà. He jumped over the altar railing, and he struck the Pietà 12 times with a hammer. He did a fair amount of damage to it. You can see there, Mary's left arm is missing. There's a comparison, the before and the after. And then another angle there, and there's what he did to Mary's face. 12 blows, more than 100 fragments of the sculpture were in disarray on the floor. One tourist, apparently from America, picked up a fragment of it and took it home and thought better of it later. They got an anonymous fragment of the sculpture mailed back to Rome. Anyway, what they did was, this sculpture is huge, it's life size, so they created right there in St. Peter's, they walled off that particular side chapel to create a studio in which art restorers could work on restoring the Pietà to its former beauty. And they had to work on her hand, her arms, her face, as they painstakingly labored to recreate Michelangelo's masterpiece. They brought in incredible craftsmen. I mean, think about that. Think about the responsibility there. Think about the skill that you must have in order to work on this masterpiece of Michelangelo. And yet they did, piece by piece, painstakingly, over 10 months' time, they took those chips that had been gouged, that had been shattered, and they put them back together until once again, you could see the beautiful work of art that is, even now, in the very same place in Rome, protected now, you can no longer get anywhere close to it, but protected now and still breathtaking, still stunning. Although, if you do get close enough, you could see the places where the damage was done. You could see the wounds, you could see the scars that have now been, repaired. Just as on the body of Jesus after the resurrection, the scars remained. My friends, we are the sculptures of God. We are God's masterpieces. You read in the Psalms that God created us little less than God himself. We're created in the image of God, the very image of God, which means that we have the freedom to choose what our futures will be. We have the freedom to choose to love, to choose to make commitments, to choose to be people of faith and hope and justice. We're God's masterpieces. And yet, inevitably, we too become wounded. We too suffer damage. We too are vulnerable to the chips and the gouges and the wounds of living in what is a beautiful world, but what is also a dangerous world. A dangerous world. And so sometimes, by what the world does to us, we too become damaged goods. We too become less than what God hopes for us. We too become wounded by life. And sometimes it's not so much what the world does to us, it's what we do to ourselves. We fall short of our best intentions. We fail to keep our promises. We say things, we do things that harm others, and in doing so also cause our own souls damage. But we too have a master craftsman. We too have a restorer, not so much of art, but of life. And sometimes I like to think of Jesus as doing the very things that those craftsmen did in Rome 40 years ago. The Christ is at work even now, painstakingly working to smooth the gouges, to repair the damages, to heal the wounds that the world has inflicted on us or that we have inflicted on ourselves. The Christ, the great restorer, is restoring our souls, bit by bit, moment by moment, scar by scar. And yes, when you look close, you can still see the scars, just as you saw them on Christ, just as on Michelangelo's Pietà. If you look closely enough, you'll see the scars on us too. And yet, that's what Jesus is about. Jesus, the great restorer of life, binding our wounds until that day we come together again and are gathered in God's presence, whole and full of that abundant life that has been God's intention from the very beginning. So today, as you come forward to take communion, as you come forward to take that small piece of bread and that tiny cup of juice, I invite you to think about where it is that Christ is at work restoring your life, where Christ is at work repairing your soul, where Christ is at work healing those places, perhaps obvious, but perhaps hidden, those places that need to be renewed and restored and given life once again. And I invite you to trust that Christ is doing just that in the bread, in the wine, and in the power of the Spirit. Pray with me. Gracious God, you know better than anyone. You know the places within us that need to be restored, that need to be enlivened, that need to be healed. So with bread, with wine, with your love, fill those empty places. Repair those damaged spots. And heal with your love that will not let us go until that day when all things are made new in your presence. We pray in Christ's name, for Christ's sake, for the world's sake, and for our own sakes. Amen.